it doesn't affect me whatsoever. When I ran on city council, I lost the nomination. I lost the primary. And I still won. So I don't believe that voters vote just because a party nominates a candidate. I think voters vote for a candidate.
Is there a major issue in this campaign, one issue that just stands above all the rest?
I think if we're looking at major issue, I think it's the direction of our city. We're going to need the next mayor to have a big, bold vision of the direction we're going to take. And we cannot continue to just piecemeal things together. We have to have a vision where it's going to create our city to be a capital city, where people will want to come and live, where people will want to come and tour our city. I think that's the vision and direction we need to be headed in.
How do you do that?
Well, you do it in two ways. The first way, you begin to invest in our neighborhoods that have been that have our most challenged neighborhoods. And when you begin to invest in those neighborhoods by providing not just affordable housing, but home ownership, but surrounding that home ownership with small businesses, so those neighborhoods have economic opportunities and economic growth within those neighborhoods. And also you look at doing big projects. The mayor, he continued to want to push a community center in downtown Albany. What I want to see in downtown Albany is a community college surrounded by those small businesses that can make our downtown more vibrant downtown, and a downtown where people can live, because they'll have the services and the economic stores and things of that nature in downtown. Also, I have a vision that I would like to see a state-of-the-art aquarium in our city. I think that will bring a lot of tourism. We have the colleges here if we want to do research. So I think when you're looking at being a capital city and growing a tax base and strengthening that tax base, you have to have big ideas, and you have to make sure when you're growing and investing in this city, we have to make sure that the businesses that come are willing to understand the economic situation we're in and to pay taxes and not just have 100% tax breaks.
Looking back at the last 20 years, what would you do that Mayor Jennings did, and how would you change what Mayor Jennings did? What did you agree with? What did you disagree with?
Well, I think focusing on getting a convention center for the amount of years he did, I think I would have focused on making sure that we had those economic institutions within our neighborhoods. If people remember, when George Pataki left office, he gave, I can't even remember, in the millions of dollars for a convention center, and they started the authority board. Why would we do that? At that point in time, we had major issues with abandoned vacant buildings. We should have had an authority put together to deal with our abandoned vacant buildings issue, which would created properties that would have been able to be put on the tax rolls. We wouldn't see so many buildings having to be torn down because of neglect. So I think if we focused on making sure those neighborhoods were revitalized in an aggressive way, and also making sure our code enforcement did a great job in stabilizing those vacant buildings so they wouldn't have had to come down 10 years later. So I think that's where I would have focused if I was the mayor in the last 10 years.
What about the schools? What role should the mayor play when it comes to the school district? Should he be hands-off, or should the mayor have some part to play?
Well, the school district does play a role in whether people would want to live in our city. So I think the mayor's role is to really begin to be that champion of all our schools in the city. But also, I think when I'm mayor, I'm going to begin the process of talking about what we expect from our students and the kids who go to school in our city. And I think you can do that through a series of public service announcements. I think you can do that by being more active and visible in the schools, like I have been over the last 3 years. So that way the youth in our city get an understanding and get the message that everywhere they go, everywhere will be saying that education is the most important thing you're going to do in your life. And I think the mayor of the city can send that message loud and clear continuously, not just when we have problems, but send it loud and clear.
The issue of crime, we could probably spend about an hour on that, but what are some of the major ways to reduce crime in the city, in your opinion?
Providing economic opportunities in those neighborhoods where crime is continuing to run rampant. That's how you reduce crime. When people live in neighborhoods where their buildings are falling down, when people live in neighborhoods where they see nothing but abandonment and neglect and no economic opportunities, that leads to crime. So my plan, when you begin to revitalize the most challenged neighborhoods, first, has to be home ownership. if there's home ownership, people take pride in that neighborhood, and they also take pride in making sure their neighborhood is safe. Second, making sure they have those available businesses, small businesses in their community, so that those young people will see an economic opportunity to work and not just have to work in a fast food restaurant. But the third thing is what I ran on 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and that we're doing now is community policing. The police department engaging the community and the community engaging the police department. That is vital, because when you have crime, we need people to have that relationship where they feel safe and they feel a relationship with the police department that when they report a crime, things are going to happen. And I think those three things begin to address the crime factor in our communities.